Cutthroat Defence by Ollie Jarvis and read by Jason Doan for Saga Egmont. Cutthroat Defence. A defendant implicates a co-accused in the commission of the offence. To see what is right and not to do it is want of courage. Confucius, 551 to 479 BC. Prologue. 20 years ago.
Are you going to smile for me, sweetheart?
Asked Father Dolan. No response. The wind flicked Lara's long black hair round the inside of her hood. An angry Mancunian sky tried to hold back the rain, as if it too mourned a terrible loss. Father Dolan crouched down so that he could see Lara's face. Even at 5 years old, it was obvious she was going to be a beauty. The intensity of his gesture had scared her. She reached for her grandmother's icy hand and gripped it tightly.
"Who's this?"
he whispered, prodding the rag doll poking out of her duffel coat pocket. She quickly pushed it further in with her free hand. The priest tried to reassure her with a smile.
"Everything happens for a reason, sweetheart," he said,
raising his voice a little to be heard above the advancing storm.
"It's God's way. He loves you, you know."
Still no response.
"I know things must seem very bad for you right now."
Father Dolan gave a knowing glance up at her grandmother before continuing,
"It is actually a good day today. Your daddy is going to join your mummy in heaven. That's good, isn't it?"
She looked straight through him, oblivious to his words. Empty.
"It's not you, Father," offered Lara's grandmother apologetically. "She hasn't said out for weeks. Not to anyone. It's the shock of it all."
He straightened up before replying,
"Poor little mite." "It's just too awful," she said, shaking her head, almost in disbelief. "I wish I was dead, so I wouldn't have to witness this. But I'm all she's got now. I'm too old to bring up a child, Father."
"You must be strong," he replied, patting her shoulder and then gently steering them along the path. Father Dolan felt the first drops of rain on his balding head as they hurried up the steps to the stone porch that led into the chapel. He held out an upturned palm and looked heavenwards, as if searching for an explanation. To little Lara, it was obvious.
"It's God. He's spitting at us."
Stunned silence. Not just because she had spoken, but that she could think such a thing. Father Dolan wanted to say something, anything to make her understand, but he'd missed his chance. They were being greeted by a dashing young man impeccably dressed. His imposing presence belied his relative youth. Lionel Catterman was a brilliant barrister, already developing a formidable reputation, not just in Manchester but across the whole of the north of England. Tipped for the very top.
"Hello, Father Dolan," he said warmly. "Ah, Mr. Catterman. You know Mrs. Larch."
Catterman immediately switched his attention to the elderly woman, took her hand, and closed his other over it.
"Mrs. Larch."
He said nothing else. His touch said everything, conveyed such intimacy, such charm in one so young. She felt their common grief. It bound them together. Lionel Catterman knew how to connect with people, knew what they wanted to hear, sensed it in people. That's why juries loved him. He reached down and picked up the child, lifting her above his head and then into his arms in a great display of affection.
"And you must be Lara. Do you remember me?"